Order your Power Source 1800 by calling 704-902-9640. That's 704-902-9640. Or log on to therealnewsradio.com and order yours today.
What we should do is issue currency debt-free and base it on time unit of value, as Ithaca, New York has done for 20 years. It's something that we can do tomorrow. We don't have to wait for a vote. We don't have to wait for our kings. We don't have to be damn slaves anymore. Anymore. Do you hear me? This is the silver bullet to destroy the parasitic systems which have robbed us of our souls, which have robbed us of our will to resist. But I think it's time for the Republic, to fight back. Right here, right now.
Right here, right now, you are listening to Mountain Hours Revolution Radio. I'm your host, Wayne Walton, broadcasting atop of Dredge Studio. And we have just completed our Rocky Mountain Puff event. The guests returning home, if they've not gotten there already, some people drove, some people flew. And fun was had by all. And the most profound thing, the most profound takeaway from this event was that they utilized, number one, a local currency that's in effect. It's operational. It's not a theory. It's operational. Not only is it not a theory, it's growing quickly. And the activists and leaders and you know, there's no politicians there, there's political candidates. They're monetary reformers that have focused on this issue for a very long time. They now advocate hours-based local currencies as a solution to the enslavement by the parasitic usurer. They get it. They've seen it. And just like in my audio on the intro, it talks about, I say, well, this is the silver bullet, which will remove the parasite from our neck. Gary Franchi has said with his own words that, he goes around the country and does all sorts of patriot speaking events, and he keeps hearing all sorts of, this is the silver bullet. We got to do this. This is the silver bullet. Well, this local currency solution is the silver bullet because it's not a theory. And ultimately, just like Rothschild said, you can control the money. Allow me to control the money and issuance, and I care not who makes the laws. And he's telling you everything you need to notice, everything you need to know. And ultimately, if we spread ourselves off across, some people building bunkers and some people hiding out and some people working on fighting symptoms or drawing awareness to symptoms. The police state is just a symptom of the corruption of the usurer, because as we become more and more enslaved by the exponentially compounding debt, more resources are going to be allocated toward feeding the debt or feeding mammon. And the police state is going to grow. So rather than, there's a quote we like to use quite a bit is, for every 1,000 hacking at the branches of evil, there's one who strikes the root. This one who is striking the root has recruited more to strike the root. We can do it easily. We can do it fun. And by the way, you don't have to wake people up about 9/11 or even the Federal Reserve. It's not necessary. You don't need to. You can go straight to the fun, and that's trading and using the local currency. It's actually really fun. So we'll be right back after this break.
Adobe Weeks here. I'm with the Ron Paul Bikini Team. We're on a cross-country tour. You guys see that picture floating around Facebook I posted the other day? It had like 500 shares of the girls dressed in the Ron Paul bikinis. Well, we need to build the team.
Would you like to join the Ron Paul Bikini Team? We're recruiting members at ronpaulbikiniteam.com. Just trying to find smart, sexy girls to speak revolution lingo.
Yeah, I'm flattered. That sounds great. Ron Paul Bikini Team!
If you'd like to be a part of it, go to ronpaulbikiniteam.com, upload a picture of yourself wearing a bikini and with a Ron Paul bumper sticker, some Ron Paul earrings or a necklace, and we're going to culminate in Breckenridge, Colorado, 7-7. Join the Ron Paul Bikini Team and come hang out with Sheriff Mack, Adam Kokesh, Gary Ferran, singers like Jordan Page and the Wandering Monks. Get backstage passes and VIP by joining the Ron Paul Bikini Club. Adobe Weeks here. I'm with the Ron Paul Bikini Team. We're on a cross-country tour. You guys see that picture floating around Facebook I posted the other day? It had like 500 shares of the girls dressed in the Ron Paul bikinis. Well, we need to build the team.
Would you like to join the Ron Paul Bikini Team? We're recruiting members at ronpaulbikiniteam.com. Just trying to find smart, sexy girls to speak revolution lingo.
Yeah, I'm flattered. That sounds great. Ron Paul Bikini Team!
If you'd like to be a part of it, go to ronpaulbikiniteam.com, upload a picture of yourself wearing a bikini and with a Ron Paul bumper sticker, some Ron Paul earrings or a necklace, and we're going to culminate in Breckenridge, Colorado, 7-7. Join the Ron Paul Bikini Team and come hang out with Sheriff Mack, Adam Kokesh, Gary Ferran, singers like Jordan Page and the Wandering Monks. Get backstage passes and VIP by joining the Ron Paul Bikini Club.
The people are the money. Money is energy transfer technology, which is better than barter. Let's go back to basics to determine what money is. Before money, the people barter their services and products. A perfect barter system is one in which the participants can provide everything they need to sustain life. With this system, they are sovereign and independent. Imagine there are 25 businesses in this perfect barter system. They could get what they needed without reserve notes and sustain life. The problem with barter is that you need to find a person to have a direct trade with at a precise time. What if each business in the barter network created a $100 gift certificate out of thin air? The barter network could then trade gift certificates as a form of money without having to find a direct part. Paper money does not counterfeit. People counterfeit. Summit County Currency Cooperative is an honest issuer that keeps the quantity of money equal to the capacity of the producers in the network. Don't fall for the Rothschild's gold money disinformation. The elite control gold and silver, and the people will have to borrow it from them with usury. The people are the gold and can create money which makes them sovereign and independent from the parasitic usurers.
What should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take.
There's no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take, so says former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan. The reason why the government cannot overrule actions that the Federal Reserve takes is because the Federal Reserve is the sovereign. That will not change with an election. Understand? This is really important to understand. An election will not change who's sovereign. And by the way, eliminating the Federal Reserve will not change who the sovereign is either, because, you know, let's just, as a for instance, say that we lived in a society that we lived under anarchy, right? There is no government. The people are self-governing. And if the people were to decide to use gold and silver as money, as, say, like just use an example of Florida, which has no gold and silver, if they were to use gold and silver as money, they would have to borrow it from the same people who have gold and silver now, who control the Federal Reserve System. So let's say they have no Federal Reserve, the Republic of Florida, which just secedes, right? Well, they decide they want to live under anarchy, they don't want to have a centralized system, they are... They've created a agora, right? However, you know, they need gold and silver in order to have their monetary system because they have been bought into Austrian economics that, you know, there's too many Federal Reserve notes right now, which is just a complete distortion. People do not have too many Federal Reserve notes unless you're, you know, perhaps Ben Bernanke or something. But the average Joe does not have too many Federal Reserve notes. It is difficult to get Federal Reserve notes. You have to work harder than ever, longer than ever. You have a more difficult time accumulating Federal Reserve notes. They are scarce. Now, if you go to gold, it's going to be even more scarce. So anyway, in this example, we're trying to show how under a society that believes in anarchy, how they can be enslaved too. So in that society, you know, the parasitic user is going to say to, you know, the anarchists who controlling Florida at that point, they are the people, they are the real government, they're prepared to be their own militia, whatever the case may be. There is no central authority. Well, ultimately, they are the sovereign. So what they would say is the people are the sovereign, and that is accurate at that point. If, you know, initially they've gotten off, you know, as they've seceded. So now you have to adopt a monetary system. Well, if it's gold and silver, it would be borrowed with interest. And even though, in, you know, as a government it wasn't borrowed, the people themselves would borrow gold and silver. Let's say in order to have money, they all had to borrow as a percentage, you know, $10,000 or something in order to have enough money to fund the Florida Republic. Well, if they do that, as a debt with interest, even though there's no central government, even though there is no Federal Reserve, over time, of course, if they're getting gold and silver, the parasitic user will want collateral, so they would have to, the people of Florida, they would have to put up some collateral, say perhaps it's their homes. Because there is no government, everything's owned individually, privately. So over time, it will be impossible for all of the Floridian the Floridians to pay off their debt, which was owed in order to bring gold and silver into Florida. It will be impossible because they can't increase their productivity exponentially. They can't increase their productivity as fast as the exponentially compounding debt of the parasitic user is expanding. And since they can't keep up with the debt, they will fall under default. Once they default, they will then be bankrupted or foreclosed upon. They will lose their collateral. And once again, the parasitic user becomes the sovereign. They will, through a, an asset confiscation racket or a form of conquest of debt, they will confiscate all of the wealth in that society. And this is so important to understand because once you understand this piece, and I repeat it so much because it's essential to understand it, get it in your head. If money is created as a debt with interest or loaned as a debt with interest, over time, that lender will become the sovereign over the people. They will usurp the sovereignty of the people, whether they've got a big government, small government, or even no government. This is the unique selling proposition of this show, but I don't want to keep it. I want everybody to know that. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors, demand that your local radio broadcaster start supporting a debt and interest-free local currency that could be networked with Mountain Hours. Demand that they support it. Demand that they talk about it multiple times a week on the radio. Because if we don't do this, we will remain debt slaves. We will remain serpents to the parasitic usurers. They will continue to harvest our energy. Well, I think it's time to fix that. I think it's time, as I know you do, anybody that's listening to Patriot Radio, they might have the wrong solution to monetary reform, but they do want to emancipate themselves. The patriots in the Occupy movement and the patriots in the Tea Party movement must unite. It is time for this to occur. And that is going to be our next focus. And we're kind of reviewing the events of Rocky Mountain Puff. Thursday night I went into, we did some, playing poker at the Dredge. And then after we left the Dredge, at that point in time, there's a pretty good number of us who had an opportunity to, I can't do it myself, but the majority of the people that were there, they were looking to spend some local currency. And they were able to do that at the Dredge. Then we went over to Wild Women Winery. We just walked over. It's about a block away. And this is basically a wine bar, but the piano player that runs the joint, his name's Naked Pete, and he was taking requests, and we were writing requests right on our Mountain Hours local currency, and that's the way he makes his money, is by playing music and doing requests. So we would write a request right on the currency, put it onto his piano. He plays guitar and piano, and he would he basically knows like every song there is, or he can look it up and figure it out quick enough to perform it. So that was really cool. We were there till like 11 at night, and everybody had a good time. Got to do some kind of sing-along songs. We got to make some requests, and we moved things along. Like, we had a long day the next day because we had to get up early for the farmer's market. And that's where it was really cool, because we kind of rendezvoused in a parking lot, and I gave out these end-defend car flags. And you'll commonly see these, during college game week or a big NFL game, where people will put these car flags on their windows, and you'll see them on the highway with these things fluttering out their windows. Well, normally they're for sports events, or for sports teams, I should say. We're hoping that you get on the End the Fed team. So we had End the Fed car flags. We had some Gadsden flags. We had some, those are pretty much Gadsden's and Culpeper. That was the other one, Gadsden and Culpeper flags. So we put those on our vehicles. I'm guessing about 10 vehicles or so, and we drove over to the farmer's market with the specific intention of accomplishing two things. And that's why it's so important that you have goals. When you have an operation, what is the expected outcome of that operation? What is the mission? What is your mission for that particular operation? Our mission for this operation was, one, for the VIPs and attendees to have some local currency and go around and spend it so that they could actually experience the viability of the system. That's one. The second purpose was to, we're looking to get to 50 businesses. And at the time, oh my goodness, what were we at? I think we're at 45 at the time, or 43. And, within an hour and a half, we signed up 5 businesses. It was that fast. It was that powerful. It was really beautiful, because you had all of these VIPs and activists, We Are Change people, attendees, et cetera, et cetera. And, Jordan Page was there, and he's pushing a baby stroller. He's got 4 children, and he was there with his wife. And, I mean, literally an infant, as was Gary Franchi. So one of the first businesses that we signed up new was a children's apparel place that had custom kind of stuff that for Colorado. So it was cool because it had the Colorado flag on a lot of the apparel that they had purchased with Mountain Hours, right? This business just signed up, and literally 5 minutes later, we're getting video of Gary Franchi and Jordan Page and his family buying children's furniture, clothing with Mountain Hours, which was, so it's really cool, because
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. Herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
We go our own way when we shine the light. We go our own way because we know it's right.
Blessings be for the people in the good fight. Hold on, cause it's gonna be using the political and spiritual, melodic to the lyrical, explicit and satirical, but utterly sincere for you. We give it away like the Chili Peppers did, and the Funky Monks are here to repeal the deficit. It could be good.
Thank you for tuning in to Mountain Hours Revolution Radio. I'm your host, Wayne Walton, broadcasting live atop the dredge. We are at republicbroadcasting.org. Studio B is the channel. The way you can find us is go to republicbroadcasting.org and go to Studio B. Look for Mountain Hours Revolution Radio. And the way you can consume this information is, one, listen to us live, either over the telephone or by streaming it. Alternatively, you can go into the archives where each of the shows are held as a MP3 file, and you can download them and listen as a podcast later on as you're traveling. And I highly recommend doing it. There's nothing better than a good summer trip, a vacation with the family, and you get to you'll learn some new stuff. Plug this information into your iPhone so that you're able to play it back while you're traveling and learn some very valuable information. These concepts are not difficult to understand. Kids, young kids can understand them, that they know what a producer is, like somebody that does all the work, and they know what a parasite is, somebody who lives off the energy of another, like a flea, or a tick, or a mosquito.
They understand what these things are, and they understand that when any living entity has a parasite, and when it removes that parasite, it's more healthy. So that's what we're trying to describe here, is like everybody recognizes that, but what they might not recognize is how this energy is stolen from them through the monetary system. And you know, it could be done through inflation, but that's not what's happening right now. We don't have inflation. The reason why prices are going up is not as a result of overproduction of Federal Reserve notes. That must, that is a paramount understanding, that if we had too many Federal Reserve notes, it would be very easy to pay our debts. Very easy. Why would the parasitic user possibly want to make their debts more easy to be repaid when, in, you know, in fact, if we can't pay our debts, then they're the ones that repossesses the asset. So it's essential that people understand this and are able to digest this information and internalize it. And once you see that we don't have enough money, once you understand that right now lots of people are bartering because they don't have scarce Federal Reserve notes, it's paramountly important to understand that, because that is the justification of the reason why we need to introduce more currency into our local economies, because people are bartering now because they lack Federal Reserve notes. So let's say, in your household you had, you know, just use some really rough numbers, $1,000 of debt that you have to pay with reserve notes, and you make $1,000 over and above that. So on a monthly basis, you make, $2,000. $1,000 goes toward, your, Federal Reserve note-based debt, monthly expenses, and then you make another $1,000 that you're able to use, and that also pays down, you know, some of your other expenditures, monthly costs in the form of utilities. Well, what if you're able to make another $500 or $1,000 a month in the local currency? Well, now you can afford expensive organic food. You can afford more expensive organic services. You can afford to purchase things that aren't at Walmart. You know, if this is effectively by cutting off the currency and making it that you can only afford stuff at Walmart, it builds up their network that helps destroy the producers of and manufacturing base of people manufacturing things in the United States. Well, we don't want that. There is no freedom unless you have economic independence. If as a nation we can't sustain life, we can't defend ourselves, we can't build our own cars and electronics, et cetera, et cetera. If we can't build those things, we become subservient to those nations who can build those things. You have to be able to sustain life. You have to be able to have forms of transportation and a means to maintain those. Well, just think, like, you know, there's always talk about invading Iran. Well, Iran's got a whole bunch of parts from F-4 Phantoms. Those parts can't come from the United States. Well, since they can't manufacture themselves, they are not able to defend themselves. You know, not that I'm worried about Iran particularly. But I'm worried about the United States and the American people. If we give up our capacity to defend ourselves, we become subservient to those entities which do, those nations which do. Pretty much they're entities because it's the parasitic user who's in charge of most of the nations. So anyway, we have to change things. We need to, bring back our manufacturing base. We need to bring usury-free local currencies forward that they can be trusted and eventually they can be loaned. Once the people embrace this as a solution, they can loan, the people can loan the local currency to themselves without interest. You just simply apply a fee of, say, 5% or so, and that enables it so that you're able to, in that example, get an extra $500 to $1,000 of goods or services, and it gives you more prosperity. The more transactions that you're able to achieve, the more prosperity you're able to have for yourself and your family. And that's why it's so important to understand that we don't have enough money in our society. And by the way, there's so many people that will think that, you know, the bankers are going to go bankrupt at any time. They can't continually making so many Federal Reserve notes. Eventually, hyperinflation is going to occur. Well, they're not doing that. At any point in time that they want to fix the American economy, all they got to do is just create some more money and let it circulate. They choose not to do that. They don't want to make it easier for you to pay your debts. Because if you pay your debts, they won't be able to repossess your assets. So it's entirely a different paradigm than what you hear under the mainstream media and most of the Patriot media. We do not have enough Federal Reserve notes. We don't have enough. We are under deflation. So I went into this a little bit on Saturday night and described this, and it was prior to Adam Kokesh and Sheriff Mack and Gary Franchi speaking. I was just kind of like getting people warmed up. Because I'll get into this next. We're just reviewing the events. I left off on Friday morning. We had this operation where it was great because we went in with cameras rolling, and all of these cameras were rolling specifically on Mountain Hours vendors, because we are doing transactions and everybody wanted to see and show how they're using this local currency. They wanted to record it for themselves because it's a novelty. It's neat. I have yet to do that because I can't spend the currency. So, but it is neat. I love seeing people spend in Mountain Hours. It makes me feel really good. It makes them feel really good. And by the way, the next step of this is new businesses would join, and we never talked about the Federal Reserve. It was just, hey, we need more money. I like the way these look. This is fun. I'm so excited. It's easy. What do I got to lose? These are the typical responses of the business owners. What do I got to lose? Why not? Okay, because we pay them the value is $200 or 20 hours of the local currency. 1 hour is equivalent to $10. So if you have 20 hours, that's equivalent to 200 Federal Reserve notes. So that is the basis. That is the conversion. And when a business agrees to accept Mountain Hours, they are given 20 hours recurring every 3 months. And then the individual who referred that business, whether they live here or not here or whatever. So we had some people that were just visiting in town for the weekend, and they actually earned Mountain Hours by referring a new business. So in effect, whenever any new business joins up, one time there's $100 issued, and then recurring there's $200 issued, or 30 hours respectively. 10 hours one time, and then 20 hours recurring every 3 months. That's how we have it set up right now, just so you understand the mechanics. So it was great because there is so much energy, because you put that many Patriots in one place and they're focused on a very specific problem, and they've got a very specific solution, and they're ready to get their cameras rolling. And all of that video that's being pointed, all these cameras that are being pointed on the Mountain Hours business, it edifies them. And then all the neighbors that are there next, like, hey, look at all the attention they're getting. How come I'm not getting that attention? Well, it's because you're using genocide money. That's why. You want good karma, stop using the genocide money. Stop using the money that finances perpetual war. Stop using the money that finances bank bailouts. Stop using the money that is used to finance the police state. stop. Stop enslaving yourself. So it was great that businesses could see this. They would change over. We got five of them right, you know, like an hour and a half or so. I had to get back in order to do this broadcast, back over the dredge, which is roughly, you know, like 20 minutes away. And that's when we had, first it was Luke Radowski and then, Rick Raddatz, who's the information marketer, you know, talk about, he has a specific plan that you can go into the archives. He has a plan to unite the factions, the Tea Party, let's call it, and the Occupy factions. And, that is, great credit to him. After that, we pretty much had to get ready for our speakers, and then Jordan Page. It rained that night, and we were planning to have him play outside, but we're unable to do that. And that's unfortunate because we would like to have Jordan Page play outdoors and in town. And we basically, I live in this campground in a trailer, and we had the event, the eating, dinner, and the speakers. And Jordan Page play in the Tiger Run Resort Pavilion. That was the venue where all this occurred because it was raining out. So that was really good. We had, prior to Jordan Page speaking, that's when Luke Radowski spoke, and David Justice, and I'm sure I'm missing. Joby Weeks actually spoke, and David Justice generally spoke about natural rights. He's an advocate of using a usury-free currency to emancipate ourselves from this innovated slave system. He was dressed up in a period piece, looked like one of the colonial guys, a three-quarter hat. I think he literally had a musket. Just as a faux kind of, just for the look for the event. Joby talked about the three initiatives that he's using to help people get out of, the monetary enslavement, which is mountain hours, obviously. He was with the solution of mountain hours. Additionally, Manatech is a vitamin supplement company that he's promoting, which offers actually natural vitamins. And then finally, there's this system whereby people can get out of the coal-based energy systems. And so he spoke on that, about this alternative to coal-based energy, to get something more innovative and renewable. So that's what Joby was talking about. And then finally, Luke Radowski, the thing that he talked about generally, you can look up all these videos. They're all over YouTube, a lot of them already. Adam Kokesh is uploading a bunch of them. Additionally, some of the individuals like Luke Radowski, they're uploading their own videos. And the activists, We Are Change activists, are uploading some. And one of the guys that stepped up and helped me out with my audio on Friday, it's Chris at I think it's iCannabis Radio is the name of his website. Should check him out. And he, we had a bit of a pickle on Friday with the setup of the audio to do the broadcast of this show, and he stepped forward and got our wiring corrected in the proper manner. So anyway, that was fun, and we got into a circle on that Friday night, and everybody just kind of spoke what their name was, what is their unique ability, so to speak, what is their focus, what are they interested in. And it was then, as everybody was speaking, it was really interesting to see, is about, I would say, you know, half the people were blaming government for problems, and about the other half were blaming the bankers, right? Well, my blame is a little bit more specific than that, because I'm not against banking, I'm not against money, I'm not against lending. I want to have more banking, more money, and more lending. I want more bank technology. I'm for all of those things. And the way to achieve that is to eliminate the usury. Once you eliminate the usury and you create a bottom-up monetary system, that bottom-up monetary system is, that is where the real power is. The people are the power. They are the money. They are the energy. They are the lifeblood of the system. They are the ether. So it's essential for people to recognize that, and once they recognize that they are the money, then they don't have to beg politicians or private banks for that money. They don't have to pay for interest. And that is a paradigm shift right there, right? That's a real big paradigm shift. So this is good stuff. So, like, we kind of left that in where the discussion kind of ended at a, like, kind of a loggerhead. Is like, Luke Radowski was being solicited. Is like, please, like, you know, take a leadership role. Let's find a way forward. Can you please speak to Occupy for the Tea Party so that, or the Ron Paul people generally, like, how can we unite? How can we find common ground? How can we start a diplomatic initiative between the factions so that we can unite against the common enemy? How can we put this together? And I'm hoping to follow up later on with Luke so that I think he would be a great agent for that, to act as a diplomat between these factions. And he's a reluctant leader. He's an activist, but he's reluctant to get involved and, you know, take a leadership role in terms of, like, a politics kind of arrangement. And that's not what we're looking for, because, as I said before, the politicians are not in charge. So it would be, you know, it's frustrating to run for election to begin with, but then when you get there, to not be able to affect change because you're not in charge, that to me would be the biggest waste of time ever. So getting a Luke to act as a diplomat for our local currency reform movement as a means by which to get the Tea Party and the Occupy groups to unite, that would be a role that I think he might consider. This is essential. We got to take action. Unite the Tea Party and Occupy movements. We'll be right back after this break. Oh, I apologize, sir. You, okay. Yeah, go ahead. Please put Pam on.
Or so, 2 minutes.
Are you there, Pam?
Yes.
Yeah, hi, Wayne.
Did you have a question?
Hey, yeah, I did. I wanted to ask you how many businesses or, you know, just like percentage-wise, have you talked to about your mountain hours, and how many do you still have to talk to?
That's a difficult number to get. When I first started promoting this in Summit, it was roughly February, and I went around with a DVD that I made up showing a bunch of other towns that had local currencies, and it showed me in it as well so that people could, you know, figure out who I am, basically. And I went business to business, and just, you know, during it was like snow season, essentially, we're at 10,000 feet. And so I went business to business, and, you know, there's not always the business owners are there. So the majority of time you're not interacting with the business owner. So you don't get real feedback. And I would pitch it a little bit to whoever was there. And but, you know, a lot of time has, you know, 5 months has transpired since then. But even now, when I go business to business, there's still a lot of business owners that have never heard of Mountain Hours. So to put a number on that would be very difficult. I think there's a total of, 8,000 businesses in the county. So I don't have any idea what percentage of that I've spoken to, because there's so many people that have businesses that are out of their house that I wouldn't easily be able to reach. I'm guessing I've maybe gotten to 1,000 or so.
Okay. Well, do you want me to ask you this on air, or are we recording now?
We're recording. You can ask.
Okay. Well, that was basically what I wanted to ask. So that, yeah, that gives me a perspective because I actually love the idea. I had a few reservations about it, and I'm having lunch with Anthony. He's explaining some things, and I'm more sold on the idea. And anyway,
did you say Anthony?
Where you were about it. Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, it's something that, you know, he was here this past weekend, and he got to see it firsthand. And it's one big thing of, like, for any initiative to talk about it, but it's a whole nother initiative where people, you can actually come up here and spend the money. You can see how it operates. And for listeners out there, you're like, well, how would I get this local currency? You would go to our directory at mountainhours.com and, you know, basically you look on the directory and right across, I'm in the dredge, which takes hours. And let's say, You wanted to get a beer, right? So the beer is, say, $5 or whatever. If you gave them a $20 Federal Reserve note, you can ask them for your change in the form of Mountain Hours. And so now you'd have Mountain Hours, and like, okay, I've got $15 worth of Mountain Hours, which is 1.5 hours. And then you'd look on the directory, and right across the street is the Cool River Coffee Shop. And that's where I actually took Linguistry, who's one of the MCs for the Wandering Monks. I took a video of him there yesterday, Sunday morning, buying breakfast with the local currency. And everybody thinks it's such a neat novelty because, like, when else do you ever get to do that? It's like going to a different country. The difference is when you go to a different country, you're still using a different type of usury-based money system. With our system, this is non-usury. The money was born as a credit. So it's completely viable. It's fun. And what does Anthony say? Did he have a good time? Did he think it was pretty neat to see the currency working?
Oh, yeah, and he wants to tell you about it. So, yeah, he said he had a great time. So, yeah, thanks for explaining that to me. So here's Anthony.
Okay.
Wayne, what's up?
Anthony LaRocca. So did you have a good time at Puff?
Yeah, it was great, man. Singing in the farmer's market, that was real fun.
Yeah. The listeners that weren't there, Anthony is our sheriff that in our political theater. The plan of the Jubilee is to basically use the local currency to hire the sheriff as the organic security to protect the people from the parasitic user, to stop enforcing their illegitimate liens that are based on force and fraud. So anyway, Anthony does that role excellently, and he was dressed as the sheriff alongside Sheriff Richard Mack walking down through the Dillon Farmers Market. He brought his guitar because he's a Sheriff Blunt, and he hangs out with the people because he's the people's sheriff. So anyway, he started singing his rendition of the Four Non Blondes song, What's Going On, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. So it was cool because, like, other activists started singing with him. We just bought some fish tacos with the local currency. And one of the just a random lady that we didn't even know, she started singing with us. And so, like, whenever you get people singing along, it always gives you confidence and makes you feel good as an artist. So that was really cool that Anthony was able to do that and spread some love. And that's what this is all about. It's the love currency. There's literally a heart on it. And that's cool. Like, it's definitely cool. Did you have a chance to get any hours yourself and spend them while you're here?
Oh, wow. I wish I could say I did, but I did not.
Okay.
I did not.
Well, what's good
is
you're a recurring player in this theater, so
yeah.
The next time you come up, we'll make sure that happens.
That's right. I need to get a haircut. Why don't we do that? Me and you going to get a haircut. How's that?
Well, I don't know if I'm going to be able to wait that long. My hair is getting pretty ridiculous.
come on. Yeah, that's what I want to do.
Yeah, we'll have to be this weekend. It'd have to be something pretty soon, unless you're going to be driving through. But that's what's unique is that because you get to come up more frequently with you know, doing political theater and all that sort of thing. We can do that anytime. Like literally, like you don't even have to see me. You can go to any of our vendors that are on the directory and with just buy something from them and ask for your change. As far as that goes, you don't even need to ask for change. You can just give them a $20 bill and ask for 2 hours and in return for that. This is really important for everybody listening to understand so that they go and do this. And then take, I'm really asking that everybody does that, is take a picture or do a video of yourself with the local currency and then post that to Facebook, because all your friends are going like, what are you doing? What's going on? And then when you explain that, it'll make sure, like, you, it'll reinforce that idea in your own mind. They always say, you know, do something and then teach somebody, and then you have a higher level of understanding of that thing once you teach it to somebody else.
Form of energy transfer technology which can be used for good or evil. Currently, it is evil because, one, it is based on a debt with interest which is mathematically unsustainable and results in exponentially compounding debt. Two, the money power is stolen by the parasites and spent by them first instead of the producer. Three, the parasites control its distribution in a top-down system. The currency then flows in economic circuits which support the values of the oligarchy. Four, the parasite purposely expands and contracts the supply to engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty. Solution? Usury-free local currency energy transfer technology permits the people to harness their own commercial energy. Only then are they sovereign to finance projects which support their values in a sustainable manner. No longer are the people in a condition whereby they are a dog which begs its own fleas for some of its own blood back. MountainHours.com. Money is a form of energy transfer technology which can be used for good or evil. Currently, it is evil because, one, it is based on a debt with interest which is mathematically unsustainable and results in exponentially compounding debt. Two, the money power is stolen by the parasites and spent by them first instead of the producer. Three, the parasites control its distribution in a top-down system. The currency then flows in economic circuits which support the values of the oligarchy. Four, the parasite purposely expands and contracts the supply to engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty. Solution? Usury-free local currency energy transfer technology permits the people to harness their own commercial energy. Only then are they sovereign to finance projects which support their values in a sustainable manner. No longer are the people in a condition whereby they are a dog which begs its own fleas for some of its own blood back. MountainHours.com.
Hello, hi, I'm Joby Weeks from Breckenridge, Colorado. What are Mountain Hours? It's organic money that we've been using in Summit County, Colorado. That's right, you heard me correctly, organic money. How can Mountain Hours benefit you? Mountain Hours expand the local money supply and keep the money in the community. Mountain Hours promote and expand local shopping with an endless multiplier. Mountain Hours almost doubles the local minimum wage to $10, benefiting not only workers but businesses as well, who find new and loyal customers. Mountain Hours enables shoppers to afford premium prices for locally crafted goods and for locally grown organic food. Mountain Hours helps start new businesses and creates jobs. It reduces dependence on imports and transportation fuels. Mountain Hours will make grants to nonprofit community organizations and zero interest loans. Mountain Hours stimulate community pride and help everyone become more prosperous.
Join the Mountain Hours revolution.
What should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take.
We are doing our review of Rocky Mountain Puff, and Anthony, are you still on the line? I think he dropped. We're just about out of time. And I was trying to see, Anthony, what was the highlight of the event for you?
Oh, highlight, let's see. It was fun. A lot of smoking going on. That was really nice. I don't know.
Just name a couple of them. Name a couple of them that that you would take away, you'll remember, you know, a month or years from now?
Jordan Page, just going to town on the guitar. Just really just nailing it. So I'd probably say, yeah, Jordan Page.
Yeah, yeah. It was amazing. Like everybody was saying afterward, Jordan Page plays this rendition of a Pink Floyd song, and it sounded like he was playing the whole band playing, and it was just epic, amazing. Like everybody was just like their jaw was dropping. The amount of the sound that he was able to create with one guitar was just mind boggling.
Yeah, and he had his four little kids right there. That was great.
Right, right. Yeah, his kids were doing the introduction for some of the songs, and asking people to be quiet and stuff. So anyway, it was pretty wild because it was almost like we had like we were VIPs like that we were. It made it seem like we went like we're real rich people, and we're at this private campground. And we had this private audience with these really awesome musicians. Jordan Page were playing for us specifically, so it was really cool.
Yeah, it was a great time, Wayne. I really, really had fun. A lot of fun.
Yeah, how about with respect to the currency specifically, anything that you heard from any of the VIPs about Mountain Hours that, you know, it was new to them that you heard them say that was pretty profound?
Well, I mean, Adam was making his video, so he documented it pretty good. It's just, it's money, you know, here's a note, go spend it at that vendor right there that they'll accept it. Boom. And then that one guy that you signed up, he went down and got a taco from the other one and he came walking by. So, yeah, it was great, Wayne. And let me just say real quick, I just want everybody out there that's listening to know that Wayne is pursuing this 100% on his own. See, he is financing everything he's ever done. So he's not a rich kid coming from, you know, he's doing this on his own. So just want people out there to know that.
Yeah, it's one of those things that need to happen. And, you know, right now, I want you to, the next time you hear anybody say that there's too many Federal Reserve notes being created, to say, really? Mm-hmm. Worthless fiat paper? Give me yours. Because literally right now people do not have money, and it's like how can you put on an event like this where you want people to show up and they don't have any money? They literally do not have money to come.
Right. And then when you sign up, you get 200 mountain hours, and then you're doing, like, every 3 months you get another 200 mountain hours. So you're just always putting money in, and it's just circulating. It's just circulating. It's not accumulating. It's the opposite of go to work for 2 hours to earn this, to go get that. It's like, go get it right now. Let's stop. Let's just have this paradigm shift.
I hate to cut you off, but we're out of time, man. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for coming to the event, and we'll see you tomorrow.
I think it went off well.
The eyes of fear want you to put bigger locks on your door, buy guns, close yourself off. The eyes of love instead see all of us as
gold, ever climbing as the...